Coming to you from New Hampshire, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every drama has to have strong villains, right?
Who personally demanded more than $1 billion of earmarks? Jay!
Rick Santorum?
Right! Santorum grabbed for $1 billion in earmarks. Suey pig!
But what you discover when you come to New Hampshire and see these candidates in person is that they are surprisingly non-scary.
So what I'll do here is we'll just spend a few minutes out here. I won't give a speech. I'll just take a few questions.
Take Rick Santorum. Now, here's a guy who's lit up the blogs for singling out black people on welfare, for his arguments on gay marriage, and of course the earmarks issue, all of which has his opponents painting him as something scary and dangerous. And yet, like all the others, Santorum has to hit the roadside diners, the community centers, and in this case, he is standing about 2 feet from me on a rock outside a barn without a microphone.
Let's talk about earmarks in Pennsylvania.
When it got abused, and it did, and it led to more spending, I came out along with Jim DeMint, who was an earmarker, and I came out and said, end the practice. And that's my position right now.
And this is the other function of the whole New Hampshire experience, not just to winnow the field, but to humble the field. There may be some voters here who are in awe of these candidates, but my impression is that most of them aren't dazzled by anybody. People here don't want to just kick the tires.
How can you define that being conservative?
They want to let the air out and then see if it still drives. And no candidate gets out of here alive unless he's selling something that a significant number of ordinary people genuinely support. Now this. In New Hampshire, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.